You are watching a master at work.
True Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, and I'm coming at you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This will be your greatest 60 minutes of the day. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can call in, text in at 833-212-1017. Again, that is the Truth Talking text line at 833-212-1017. Shout out to Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Oh, yeah. What? Hello.
I know. I thought you were speaking Spanish. I thought you were saying hola.
Hola. Oh, hi.
Hola, como se llama? Me gusta.
I'm glad you're good.
I see. You speak Spanish, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
I know some Spanish.
Oh. I took Spanish, got a D in it in high school. But in my defense, a D in high school. Guess what a D plus was in high school, back where I went to school at?
70%?
74.
Wow.
Actually, it might have been 74, 75. I think it was 74 was a D plus. A 75, 76 was a C minus. So, yeah. So I wasn't as dumb as I thought back in the day. It was just that grading scale is ridiculous. I never forget when that the English teacher told me, yeah, Kyle, you got a 70. You got a 70. I think it was a 76. I don't know. I have it at my parents' house.
You still have your report card?
Yeah, they keep everything. I was looking at it. Well, the flooding happened. And I helped them move some of the stuff during the flooding. And I saw some of my grades. I might have taken a picture. And I remember I looked at that key. I said, my goodness, a 76 is a C minus? Where? A 80 is a C? Ridiculous. But anyways, Truth Nation, we didn't have weekend recap yesterday because I had the opportunity to speak with Marquette University. And I had an opportunity to talk about some of the great programs they have as we celebrate College Month. And they're in the middle of a big week with Marquette University. So with that all being said, though, I will hit y'all off with the weekend recap.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Truth Nation's the biggest headline y'all need to know is that there's good news. Good news because a Rhode Island judge told the Trump administration, actually forced the Trump administration. I just saw one of my frat brothers out there. I need him to call me. Shout out to Tayron. I need K-Ron to tell. I'm trying to find his number. I can't find his number. I need your address, brother. I should have kept my mic on. Call me. But as I was saying, a Rhode Island judge forced the Trump administration, I say forced, to use contingency funds to fund food assistance program during the month of November. Now, it will be partially funded because they only have enough money to partially fund it. But again, this is a good reminder that this administration was choosing to starve 42 million Americans because that is what they wanted to do. They didn't have to do it, right? They chose that they wanted to hold Americans hostage to try to get the Democrats to agree to reopening the government on their terms. So I just want people to understand that because I think it needs to be talked about. when we're talking about this, I need for people to understand, like I said last week, they can use the funds and they were forced to use the funds. And now all of a sudden they're going to use the funds to help stave off starvation for a lot of kids. Now, what this means for us, Truth Nation, why it's important is because that means that 367,000 households which receive food share in the state of Wisconsin will get access to benefits. But we don't know when those benefits will come through yet. And according to the state, it could take up to a couple weeks for all that to get sorted out. So unfortunately, because the administration dragged their feet and were being stubborn about just dispersing the funds, now you're going to see a delay in the process of people getting the food assistance that they should be getting. They only had enough money again to partially fund the program, which means people should expect getting less. So if you know anybody and they don't get as much as they're supposed to, it's because of the fact that they didn't fully fund it. But to be honest, again, like I said last week, it doesn't have to be like this. There's actually a Republican senator in Josh Hawley who co-sponsored a bipartisan bill that would have extended SNAP benefits and provided for people to fully get their SNAP benefits. But again, the Republicans decided that it was better to starve people or not get people their full benefits because it allowed for them to have leverage in negotiating with Democrats. Again, they believe passing a standalone bill to fund SNAP benefits wasn't worth losing the negotiating chip, which is unfortunate. And I talked about that on Friday, but there is an update because now that some folks will be getting their SNAP benefits is a positive thing for people. So thank you to the Rhode Island judge and the Massachusetts judge, more so the Rhode Island judge, which basically forced the hand of Donald Trump to have to make a decision. And the Trump administration had to make a decision by Monday at noon. And the decision was they were going to partially fund the SNAP benefits, something they could have done without having to get told by a court to do it. But just keep that in mind when y'all go to the ballot box and vote in 2026. Now, the next thing I saw is that free eviction help may be getting cut here in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Now, a program called Eviction Free MKE, which is a legal aid program in Milwaukee County that gives free legal representation to tenants facing eviction and homeowners facing foreclosure. It was heavily funded in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County by pandemic money, which we received from the Biden administration. It now faces a murky future as both the mayor of Milwaukee and the county executive of Milwaukee are eliminating funding for the program in both their individual budgets that they proposed. Now, if this program, you know, lapses or it has its funding dropped, it could lead to fewer tenants and people having access to legal representation, which could, again, the outcome could lead to more people being taken advantage of in evictions and more people defaulting on their loans, right? And so that is a problem, which in the end could increase costs because if a city has to take over a house, that means they have to manage the house, right? So to get this right, and from what they're trying to tell me and what the government's trying to tell you, is that in the budget of, specifically here, Mayor Cavalier Johnson will stick to, but also county executive, both eliminated it. But what they're trying to tell us, Truth Nation, is that we will supplement the cost of the streetcar, of the budget gap that we have there, of the gap of $4.2 million. But we're not willing to supplement keeping people from being on the streets or keeping people from being able to get legal assistance. It just doesn't really make sense to me. We have money to supplement the streetcar, but we don't have money to supplement legal assistance for the most vulnerable people. And the Democrats always tell you how much they care about people, right? And I'm not saying they don't, but then they give you examples of this, of when they have a choice of where do they want to put the money at, and they decide to put the money into a streetcar versus putting the money into legal representation and aid to ensure that people can potentially have legal assistance when they're dealing with housing issues. And we're talking about housing issues here on 101.7 The Truth. You heard us talking about Hackham and the living conditions that people had to live through at Hackham, whether it's bed bugs, leaks, not getting repairs in time, whether you're dealing with mold. These are the different things that some of these folks had to deal with. And a lot of times, legal representation is hard to get. Understand that there is a barrier when it comes to legal representation because everything costs money. And when you're talking about, lawyers do it for free, well, they went to grad school, or I should say they went to law school to get their JD. They paid thousands and thousands of dollars, maybe $100,000 over a span of 3 years just to go get their JD. And what you're asking for is for them to provide the services for the craft and skill they have for free because the city and the county don't want to provide a program that can provide legal assistance to individuals. but we got a streetcar. Again, we can't leave the most vulnerable people open to be taken advantage of like this. And I believe by us not funding this, it's going to lead to that. Now, thankfully, when it comes to the mayor's budget, the Common Council has pushed back against the fact that they eliminated funding for this eviction free program here in Milwaukee, which again provides individuals with legal assistance when it comes to if they want to withhold their rent from somebody who's not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Hopefully there are going to be local organizations that could potentially help fill the gap as well. But I hope somehow we find a way to continue to provide this legal assistance to individuals who are the most vulnerable individuals who definitely get taken advantage of all the time. And sometimes I think about this pandemic money, the ARPA funds that we got. And sometimes I think it's one of the worst things that happened to us because this was a program that came from those funds, right? They started programs that weren't sustainable. So you use funds to start a program. And then when the funds run out, now you don't know how you're going to fund the program. Or here in Milwaukee, we had this financial cliff in Milwaukee County City, had this financial cliff that we were facing. And the ARPA funds were like a lifeline for the city and for the county to be able to, again, put money towards paying down some of the issues that we have and kick the can down the road. And now we are down the road in 2025, heading into 2026. And we're still talking about the big budget deficit that we have or the obligations that the county and the city have as well. So the ARPA funds were life-saving, but they were very temporary. And now we are starting to see some of the problems we tried to kick the can down the road for. So lastly here, I want to talk about gun violence because the Milwaukee police are investigating a triple shooting that left three people injured last night outside a neighborhood bar on the north side of Milwaukee. Now, there were victims of 32, 36, and 50, and the victims were all treated with non-fatal injuries. So three people got shot, but they're all going to survive. But overall, in the city of Milwaukee last night, six people got shot. Six people got shot in 24 hours in the city of Milwaukee. And again, thank goodness, most of these people are going to survive. But man, oh man, am I sick of seeing these headlines. And I said this to Rhea today as we were doing our show prep. And she said, oh, y'all love talking about gun violence. I said, I don't. But it's something that is just so prevalent in our city. And I don't think we understand how big of an epidemic we have with gun violence here in the city of Milwaukee. And when we're talking about one day alone, six people. The truth has what? We got, what, 10 people that work with it on air? It goes, you know, in a given day, you got six hosts getting shot, people getting shot, six people getting shot in the city of Milwaukee. But at a certain point, we're going to need to have a conversation about having like a one-strike rule when it comes to guns. If you get caught with an illegal gun or you shoot somebody, it can't be no slap on the wrist. Getting caught with a legal gun that's not registered can't be a little slap on the wrist. We need to start having more strict gun laws, and there also needs to be heavier sentences for individuals that get caught with illegal guns. Because I can promise you, the six people that got shot, all of them were not shot by legal gun owners or smart gun owners. Because a legal gun owner shoots somebody and they wait, they call the police and they wait, say, hey, I just popped somebody because they were doing X, Y, and Z. They're not looking for suspects, because if you're a legal gun owner, you know your rights and you understand how you can stand your ground and protect yourself. You understand that I can use this weapon to protect myself if I'm in danger. And then you can call the police. And you don't have to be on the run. So that's how I know these people who got shot yesterday weren't shot by legal gun owners or people who understood gun laws. You get caught with a gun, you got to go to jail for some time. Because here in the city of Milwaukee, we average two people getting shot per day. Two people getting shot per day. That is wild to me. It's 365 days in a year. I ain't a mathematician, but I know we're talking about over 700 people getting shot on average per year. And peep this, in 2023, Wisconsin saw 287 homicides as a state. The city of Milwaukee contributed 169 of those homicides. That means that we had more homicides in the city of Milwaukee than the rest of the state combined. The rest of the state had 118 homicides during the year of 2023. And here in our city alone, we had 169 homicides. We need more restrictive gun laws so we can curb this gun violence. Because we can't continue on that way. I had to cough for you. Rhea looked at me. I coughed into the mic. Sorry. I mean, I was trying to hold it in. That's the weekend recap, though. I'm sick. I don't know if I talked about this yesterday. I went to a Halloween party on Friday night, and the Halloween party was in a garage. I was geeked because the Halloween party wasn't too far from my parents' crib, so I stopped at, you know, my parents' crib, got a little hat, talked to my parents for a little bit before I went to the party, so I was geeked. But then I walk inside the party. I'm like, what is this? I'm in the garage. They playing beer pong. They playing music, doing all this stuff. And I'm like, is this it? This don't look very insulated. And all I had on was a t-shirt and some pants. And I'm freezing. I'm sitting there.
You old man.
Old. It was cold. A garage is like the garage does very little. To keep the cars or your vehicles warm during the wintertime. It's better than being outside, but it's still cold. Hey. If it's 38 degrees outside, it's 45 degrees inside the damn garage.
So you're from Wisconsin.
So what? I need to still have on layers. So now I got a chest cold. I'm taking turmeric ginger shots.
Wow. Try again. Turmeric. Sound it out.
Turmeric. How you spell it?
Turmeric. It's
turmeric.
T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C.
Turmeric. I'm taking turmeric and ginger shots this morning. Thinking I'm drinking spice, it hit me. I got a chest cold now.
No, oh, womp womp.
Womp womp is right. Messing around with these folks out in that damn garage. Crazy. But anyways, Truth Nation, that was the weekend recap here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm so serious about these gun laws, though. There's got to be something that we do about this, because I think far too often we've become numb to the fact that 6 people got shot in the city of Milwaukee. I don't think we understand how bad it is that every single day here in the city of Milwaukee, based off the averages, I'm not saying that every single day somebody gets shot, because statistically speaking, that is not factual. But on average, 2 people get shot per day here in the city of Milwaukee. The fact that we had 169 homicides in 2023 in the city of Milwaukee and the rest of the state saw 118. We make up a good portion of the state, but we don't make up the majority of the state by any means. We're not even half the state. And we make up all that violence. Something got to shake, and we need to have more strict gun laws here in the state of Wisconsin to try to deter people from making stupid decisions like pulling the trigger or even having guns illegally. They need to understand if you have a gun illegally, you get caught with it, there's going to be some severe punishments that you have to pay. But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talk and text line. This is Truth to Power. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can always give us a like. You can always give us a share. Make sure you subscribe as well to the award-winning 1017 The Truth so you never miss any of your 1017 The Truth shows. I haven't been in YouTube yet. Make sure y'all give me a like. Look at y'all with all them likes. I love it. I love it. I love it. But when we come back, before we go, somebody said, One Mammy 1990 said, the police need to be cracking down on people with illegal registration on their cars, which leads to illegal firearms. I'm right there with you. Like, there needs to be a push. And hopefully in 2026, there'll be a push for this, because I know right now we're focused on traffic and we're focused on writing tickets and towing cars. I understand how important that is in order to generate revenue. But also there needs to be a push really to continue to stop reckless driving. But in addition to that, we got to find a way to get this gun violence down, because it's out of control here in this city. And this is not the city that we want to see. But again, make sure y'all like and share us on YouTube. But when we come back on the other side, Truth Nation, this is, I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but I couldn't because I had other stuff I had to do with the interview. But, you know, these old folks in the White House need to stop, because right now we're dealing with more elder abuse. People said Joe Biden, there was elder abuse with him being in office. Now you got Donald Trump with elder abuse. He has lost full control of the White House, and he is not pulling any of the strings. And I'll tell you exactly why on the other side, that these old ass men need to get their behinds up out the White House, because between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, neither of them know what the heck they're doing. I'll talk about that and so much more. Keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power, and we'll hear from your silly ass president next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It's a big week for Marquette University during College Scholarship Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. During this week, we will highlight the many full tuition scholarship opportunities Marquette University offers that are geared to attract students from right here in the city of Milwaukee and how they aim to keep college affordable. Visit marquette.edu to apply and to find more information on all the scholarships they have to offer your scholar. I just edited in the process. I got to finish up editing Kennedy Luckett, who is the first scholar for the Wade Scholars. And so, phenomenal young student. Dwayne Wade surprised her on the Today Show. So you'll start hearing those running. Should be soon. Got to talk to some people to see exactly when those are going to start running. But make sure you check out Marquette. Also, Educators Credit Union as well for supporting us during College Month on the award-winning 1017, The Truth. Now, Truth Nation, a lot of people claim, again, I said elder abuse of Joe Biden. I agree. He should have never run. He should have never run. And listen, he lost a step and it was obvious to everybody. And Joe Biden had no business running for president in 2024. I would tell anybody and everybody that he shouldn't have been running for president in 2024. Now, he told us originally that he wanted to be a bridge. He wanted to be a bridge for this country, and he decided to turn his behind into a freeway, a whole long freeway, and try to run another 8 years. Today, Joe Biden is 82, or maybe he just turned 83 on his birthday. But I believe Joe Biden is either 82 or 83. He's 82 years old, and his birthday is next year, so he just turned 82. And so, or is his birthday this year? His birthday in December? November 20th, okay, so he'll be 83 this year. Dick Cheney just died, RIP, the former vice president, 84. Okay, so you have no business being in office at this old age. Donald Trump is about to be 80. You have no business in being in office at this age. And during Biden, it wasn't a bad 4 years, but it was clear to everyone after the debate with Donald Trump that he had lost a step. It was clear. I understand he said he was traveling, which could be true. He was traveling. He was exhausted. They had him do all this stuff. He was tired. But listen, if he's 20 years younger, they pop, a little pill, some X or whatever. I don't know. What's the drugs people pop to get some energy? I've seen it in movies. Remember Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where he took the pills? Well, remember he took, you know what I'm talking about, when he took the pills?
Yeah.
He went into the locker and he took them pills and he was at the party dancing. Yeah. That if Joe Biden was 20 years younger, he could have took them same Carlton pills and he would have been okay on stage.
Yeah, drug him, okay.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what they all do. But again, this is what happens with age. You aren't as sharp when you get to that level of being that old. And one of the big knocks the Republicans had on Joe Biden is that he didn't know what was going on within his own administration. He was using, they claim, the auto pen to sign pardons, meaning he wasn't reading them, and he was just letting others sign. He was just doing whatever. Okay, yeah, they'll just go ahead, press the button. They accused Biden of not calling the shots while he was president of the United States. Those are huge accusations, big accusations based off them saying that he was using an auto pen and he didn't know about who was being pardoned or why they were being pardoned. So I wonder what they would say or how they would react if there was another guy who openly admitted to not knowing who he was pardoning. I wonder how the Republicans would react if somebody they like as a leader of this country went on national television and said, I don't know anything about him. I don't know. I'm busy. I don't know. I wonder how they would react as an actual president went on TV and said he didn't know about pardons that his signature was on. Would they say he wasn't calling the shots? I wonder. Well, guess what, Truth Nation? We can fast forward to the 60-minute interview President Donald Trump did on Sunday on CBS. And he basically openly admits to not knowing who he was pardoning, which shows that he has no control. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so you can see the clip from 60 Minutes where the current president of the United States openly admits to not knowing much information about somebody that he decided to pardon who was criminally convicted of a crime. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like and share, but you'll see the video or turn up your radios, turn up the Truth app about what Donald Trump said when he was asked about the pardoning of CZ Zhao, the crypto kingpin.
This year, the president has pardoned or shortened the sentences of more than 1,600 people. The latest pardon was for a cryptocurrency tycoon who is known as CZ. The company CZ founded, Binance, helped boost the profile of the Trump family's crypto firm, World Liberty Financial.
He pled guilty in 2023 to violating anti-money laundering laws.
Right.
The government at the time said that CZ had caused significant harm to U.S. national security, essentially by allowing terrorist groups like Hamas to move millions of dollars around. Why did you pardon him?
Okay, are you ready? I don't know who he is. I know he got a four-month sentence or something like that, and I heard it was a Biden witch hunt.
In 2025, his crypto exchange Binance helped facilitate a $2 billion purchase of World Liberty Financial's stablecoin. And then you pardoned CZ. How do you address the appearance of pay for play?
Well, here's the thing. I know nothing about it because I'm too busy doing the other.
But he got a pardon.
Tell you that,
but he got a
no,
pardon.
I can only tell you this. My sons are into it. I'm glad they are because it's probably a great industry, crypto. I think it's good. You know, they're running a business. They're not in government.
Because you were...
This year, the president has...
I know nothing about it. That is the response of the president. He gave you the answer to a question of why he pardoned this crypto kingpin. And he said, I know nothing about it. What a mess. What a mess this is. The biggest knock the Republicans had on Joe Biden was that he wasn't in control and that he didn't know what was going on and he had an auto pen for pardons. He wasn't reading the pardons. This was controversial. It was discussed and they're still talking about it now. It's a talking point. That's why when they saw Donald Trump say this and some of his other comments, they are banging their heads against the wall because they know that he keeps undercutting and undermining what they're trying to say publicly to bash Joe Biden when Joe Biden and Donald Trump are in the exact same age bracket and doing the exact same stuff where clearly they're both not in control. President Trump pardoned a crypto king who pled guilty to allowing terrorism groups like Al-Qaeda and Hamas to allowing them to launder money, which was used to harm American citizens and our allies. And I ask y'all why. Why would the president pardon a man like that? Why would he pardon somebody or pardon someone that was allowing Al-Qaeda, who was behind 9/11, the terrorist attacks of the Twin Towers in New York City that we say we will never forget? Why would he pardon somebody like that who basically is a convicted criminal? It's simply because he didn't know. He didn't know. He said, I don't know. What does this say about our country? 833-212-1017. Is it more concerning that Trump didn't know or that people around him are letting this happen? Y'all, we need to have age limits in political office because clearly these old folks are being taken advantage of. Donald Trump does not know what 100% is going on. He doesn't have his pulse on everything that is happening. He openly admitted in a national interview that he did not know anything about somebody that he pardoned. Let that sink in. But this ain't the first time he just did these pardons, because remember they put a pardon on the almost 1,600 people that stormed the Capitol, the insurrectionists, on January 6th. And many of them have gone on to commit more crimes after the pardon. Is Donald Trump really in control? Who is running our government? Who is pulling the strings? Is Donald Trump just a puppet on Sesame Street? They had puppets on Sesame Street, right? Yeah. 833-212-1017. Are y'all more concerned about Trump not knowing that he pardoned somebody? Are you more concerned that they're allowing this to happen? Who is truly running our government? Who is truly pulling the strings? Who is truly the person making these decisions? Because it does not make sense to me. 833-212-1017. You can call in, text in with your thoughts or comments on today's show. We'll take your calls and texts on the other side. Keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And I want to know from you, Who is pulling the strings if Trump is pardoning people and he doesn't know who it is? This seems to be the same excuse that he continues to use. What are your thoughts? We'll listen to you next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, one call, that's all with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, whether you're sideswipe, hit from the back, somebody hits you from the front, hits the whatever it is, understand that it's good to know we have a law firm right here in the city of Milwaukee that will stand up for you. And the thing is, I understand how traumatic it is to get into a car accident and having to worry about how your body feels, your car getting fixed, how you're going to get from point A to point B. It's good to have a law firm that, you know, if you need to get a rental car based off your case, it's all based off everybody's case, you may be able to get that rental car and not have to worry about all that, right? And so it's important that you understand you just can't go anywhere. You got to go to a place like Gruber Law Offices that have the results that speak for themselves. They've been serving the community for 35 plus years, giving back to the community, more importantly, helping our community during some of their hardest times while dealing with a car accident. They provide the best care, the best service, and representation is their priority. And always remember, there's no fee. No cost to call, no cost to consult, retain them as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case with Gruber Law Offices. So visit them today at gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com, or making one call, that's all, to 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. It's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Man, I'm mad my voice is. My voice ain't what it needs to be. Yesterday we was, you know, I like to sing. I can sing a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why you're shaking your head like that.
All right, Dr. Ken.
No, that's very different. He can sing a little bit. He can sing. I can sing. And so on the other show, KBN, Kyle Brustin, Norman 2 to 5, ESPN Wisconsin. One of the callers, her name is Dirty Diana. Her name is Diana, but I call her Dirty D. It's from Iguanago. Say, hey, Dirty D. And she called in. She said, it's my birthday today. I said, oh, it's your birthday today, girl. I said, what you want? Sing happy birthday to her. I said, all right. So, you know, I hit her with the happy birthday. I hit her with the happy birthday song. Ooh, she was hot.
You didn't give her the Stevie Wonder one?
No, I gave her the sexy one. Okay. I didn't give her happy birthday. No, I'm going to get the clip. I hit them notes. She was so hot and heavy. I told people, listen, y'all women, if your women are starting to sweat listening to my voice in the car, you're welcome. You're welcome from letting you have a good night. But yeah, so. But I can't hit my notes. My girl was trying to sing yesterday, and I said, I can't. My chest hurts from this dang cold I got. But anyways, Truth Nation, always remember you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by simply going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and a subscribe. Also, if you have any thoughts or comments on today's conversation, you can always text in at 833-212-1017. Just like Ed texted in on the talking text line, we're talking about the pardons, right, of Trump just doing these blind pardons. And he said, Trump pardoned Larry Hoover. What will Governor Pritzker do, the governor from Illinois? And I don't know why people think the pardon of Larry Hoover is a flex. Do we not know what Larry Hoover did? Like, Larry Hoover wreaked havoc on communities. Larry Hoover, his actions led to death in our communities, black people dying. His actions led to drugs being flooded in our communities. Like, I don't understand why somebody who's a criminal, just because he's a pop culture icon for some, and just because, I mean, he might have, you know, reformed himself in prison at this point, doesn't mean that he should be pardoned for the egregious acts that he committed. It's not saying he's a bad person now, but saying the decisions he made back in the day weren't positive for our community. So I don't know why we keep talking about Larry Hoover as if Larry Hoover deserved a pardon over many other people who are innocent in this country. But this all just goes back to right now us just simply discussing the fact that we have a sitting United States president who is openly admitting to not knowing what is going on. Too often we hear him say, I don't know. And he went on TV and he openly admitted to not knowing about someone he pardoned. He didn't understand the person he pardoned played a role in the funneling of money of through organizations that could not be traced, that led to organizations getting weapons and organizations helping to plan and strategize on how they could hurt and attack American citizens, but also hurt and attack our allies. That's what CZ Zhao's company contributed to. And Donald Trump pardoned this man and said he didn't know how. He didn't know why he did it. He said, I don't know anything about it. To me, it raises questions on what is the real pardon process, and it undercuts the claim that this administration wants to be transparent, especially when you're talking about how this guy, CZ Zhao, was connected to his family and millions of dollars, billion of dollars, actually. Is a clear conflict of interest from my perspective of what we are seeing. And for me, the conversation today should be about the fact that not just you have a sitting president who did not know that he pardoned somebody, but we continue to elect these individuals who are too old to be in office. Somehow I was thinking about some stuff, and I got to thinking about Chuck Grassley yesterday. Rhea, you know who Chuck Grassley is?
I do not.
Chuck Grassley is the oldest sitting United States senator. Guess how old he is?
At least 83.
He's 92 years old.
My goodness.
And he was just reelected in 2024 for a six-year term.
To do what? Die?
That's what I am saying. Mitch McConnell freezing and falling over. And these are the people that we are electing. There has to be at some point as a country where we say, we got to stop. At 75, that's it. Thank you so much for your service and your contributions that you have made. But at that point, we got to say, you got to stop with this. But for me, it's extremely puzzling that we are having these individuals who are still getting elected and still making decisions. And what infuriates me even more is the simple fact that when you look at people like Mike Johnson, who is the current House Speaker, and he gets asked about this, he want to play dumb too. All these people are complicit in allowing for this nonsense to continue to persist. Mike Johnson, the leader of the House, the Speaker of the House, was asked about his thoughts, again, his thoughts on Donald Trump not knowing who he pardoned. Now, remember, this Republican Party is the same party that accused Joe Biden of not knowing anything about who he was pardoning, and Joe Biden not knowing anything about the decisions that he was making. And Joe Biden using this thing that they describe as a auto pen, right? A device that just replicates the signature of the president, the auto pen. So he wasn't actually signing it. They tore Joe Biden down. They said the Democrats were complicit in allowing for somebody who I believe should not have run for president because he was too old, and tried to prop him up. They claimed he didn't know what he was doing and what he was signing. But then when they get faced with the same reality that the president that they support may be doing the exact same thing they're accusing Joe Biden of doing, this is the response. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's response to being asked about Donald Trump pardoning CZ Zhao and having no clue who he was.
Questions. Manu, you get it first every time. This is not fair.
Last week, you came here to these mics, and you were very critical of Joe Biden's use of the auto pen, his pardon. You said you didn't even know who he was pardoning. The last time in 60 Minutes, the president, President Trump, admitted not knowing he pardoned a crypto billionaire who pleaded guilty to money laundering. Does that also concern you?
I don't know anything about that. I didn't see the interview. You have to ask the president about that. I'm not sure. Yeah.
How irresponsible is that? The Speaker of the House, there was an interview by the President of the United States, and the Speaker of the House knows nothing about it. How embarrassing is it for the Speaker of the House to not know who's being pardoned, especially when it comes to somebody of the level of CZ Zhao that had dealings with, or I shouldn't say he had personal dealings, the program and that he created for the cryptocurrency had dealings where allowed terrorist groups to move money around, and he has no idea about it. These people are lying straight to our face. That's what they're doing, and we're just allowing it for it to happen. But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talking text line. I see y'all messages. I'll definitely get to those on the other side. Make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can also call in, text in at 833-212-1017. I'm telling y'all, that Larry Hoover thing is crazy to me, and I just don't get it. Maybe it's just the fact that I'm anti-criminals and I don't allow pop culture to dictate, you know, my perspectives and views on individuals that are bad people. Like when I look at Chris Brown, like a lot of people, it blows my mind that so many women. You're not a Chris Brown galley, are you? She Rhea definitely with her mouth said she absolutely is not. And how I see people like, oh well, that happened so long ago, and he was young, and all the why do we make excuses for that behavior? It's disrespectful to our community when it comes to Larry Hoover to talk about the pardon of Larry Hoover and dance and shout and be happy that he got pardoned off his federal sentence, even though he's still going to serve time on the state level. And it's crazy to me that people want to praise and love Chris Brown, despite the fact understanding that Chris Brown did not just harass or assault Rihanna. He assaulted Karrueche as well. And who else? And who knows who else he assaulted? But for some reason, we just okay with, you know, black women being abused. We just okay with, you know, our communities having individuals in it that do things that hurt our communities in a negative way, put drugs in our communities, murder our people, cause for children to come up next who idolize the drug life, which poisons our community. But hey, you know, I guess to each their own. But again, 833-212-1017. You can share your thoughts on the other side about this Donald Trump conversation, about the pardon that he gave and the fact that he had no idea what he's doing. But I really think we need to continue the conversation talking about at some point America's going to need to look at the realization that we have certain things that are destroying our communities and are destroying our country. And when it happens from the top, we're in a lot of trouble. And when you have a president that has no idea what the heck he's doing, that's why we have the results that we have now. But we'll wrap up this conversation on the other side. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll be back in three.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, make sure y'all attend the Truth Summit coming up next Saturday, November 15th. I'll be there. We'll be at Thrive on King here in downtown Milwaukee. It'll be moderated by Dr. Ken Harris, and it's an open dialogue and collaboration in actionable change. Last year's panel was fantastic, and this year will be even better, as we'll have a conversation about from the high chair to higher education, rebuilding Milwaukee's educational pipeline. Dr. Ken Harris will be joined by Dr. Terrence Robinson, superintendent of West Dallas West Milwaukee School District, and Dr. Brenda Caselius, the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. We'll also have a conversation talking about the health divide and bridging the gap in Milwaukee's healthcare system. So definitely come on out. Visit 1017truthsummit.com. That's 1017truthsummit.com. Sign up today. I think food's going to be there. I hope so. The food is going to be there. I know, because there's a break, and I said, I better be food. I don't know. I wonder who's bringing the food. That I do not know. I know I'm going to get me some, but I'll be there having a good time and enjoying it. Last year was fantastic, and this year's going to be even better. That is the Truth Summit, Saturday, November 15th, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Thrive on King. Come enjoy Thrive on King. Come enjoy the great conversation, and come enjoy some food. Courtesy of the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and is presented by 1MKE. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, Kyle Wallace. And again, as always, we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Now, during the break, I'm going to talk about something else real quick. And I see people talking about Larry Hoover and drill rappers. And I see you. Drill rappers are bad. And even if Larry Hoover allegedly never killed anybody, he still orchestrated the deaths of so many. You can be the ringleader and not pull the trigger and still get in trouble to be playing a hand in that, directing different things. Conspiracy. But But I did see a video. It's crazy. There's an Uber driver, DoorDasher, in a white neighborhood who went to go drop off some food. The husband comes to the door and tries to shoot at the Uber driver as he's leaving away, and he's shooting warning shots, and he drives off, and then the family tried to delete the door, the video off their Ring camera, and obviously all that stuff gets stored. And so you can just see the white man go out there and shoot. Y'all got to be careful where y'all door dashing at or where y'all going. I know I don't go nowhere. I'm not welcome. These white folks is crazy right now. But before I wrap up the show, Rhea, you like my outfit today?
Yeah, it's nice.
And Saria asked, where'd you get your shirt from? I said, I don't know, Macy's probably. I don't know. I'll be just out here shopping. But today, I woke up today, and I hopped out the shower. I said, baby! I said, ladies' choice today. I said, well, actually, before I got in the shower, because I wanted her to pick it before. I said, baby, it's ladies' choice today. I said, you pick what I'm wearing today. You get to pick the fit today.
She did a good job putting it together.
You like to see? I didn't really like the pants. I wanted to wear some blue pants.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, and these pants, they're a little tight on me. You know what I'm saying? A little tight on the thighs. A little thick in the thighs. And so I put on some blue pants, and I walked out. She said, I like those pants. You know what she did, though, because I make my comments. And she was like, okay. And she went and laid back down. And I was like, oh, okay, let me put these pants back on. So it was ladies' choice today. She dressed me today. That's love right there, when you let your woman dress you. Is that not love?
That's nice. She did a good job.
Well, thank you, Rhea. And thank you, Truth Nation, for tuning in to Truth to Power today here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Remember, you can always go back and listen to Truth to Power by simply downloading the award-winning 101.7 The Truth app. Make sure y'all go back and listen to all your favorite shows, especially Truth to Power. Make sure y'all like Truth to Power. Make sure y'all subscribe so y'all never miss any of your favorite shows. But I appreciate y'all, Truth Nation. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Peace out. I will see y'all tomorrow. Raise up, sit together, and that funk is so